Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on April 8th regarding Edward Caslin, C-A-S-L-I-N. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Caslin as described in the reports identified above, prepared the 1-13-17 report pertaining to the current subject event of 12-6-14. Prepared Mr. Caslin is now a 64-year-old male who recalls he was injured at work on 12-6-14 when picking up a propane tank. Period. He injured his lower back. Period. He had further evaluation, including surgery, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period. He did undergo implantation of a stimulator in October 2021. Period. He states this helped his pain going up the back and down the legs. Period. He's no longer receiving active treatment. Period. New paragraph. I was previously in receipt of an evaluation by Dr. Corona, dated 11-19-15. Period. You have now provided another report from Dr. Corona, dated 12-2-15. Period. This evaluation was done with respect to the 12-9-09 injury involving his left ankle. Period. He did undergo surgery for arthroscopic debridement of the left ankle around May 2010. Period. With respect to the 12-6-14 event, he was lifting a propane tank to put it on his forklift when he hurt his low back. Period. He was seen several days later at a local emergency room and then at WorkNet. He saw several spine specialists and received physical therapy. Period. He had been working for the insured since 1996. Period. After evaluation, Dr. Corona offered 5% partial total disability based on the lumbar syndrome with radiographic evidence of bulge at L1-2, L2-3, L5-S1, and protrusions at L3-4 and L4-5 without respect to cause for the reasons stated above. Period. He explained radiographic abnormalities of a similar nature are commonly identified in the adult population and cannot be attributed with any degree of confidence to a specific trauma. Period. On 3-14-16, he was evaluated, on 3-14-16, Dr. Corona wrote a supplemental report, period. He learned the examining underwent lower extremity EMGs on 8-3-15, consistent with diabetic peripheral neuropathy and mild chronic left greater than right L5 radiculopathy. But he also learned the examinee had a prior low back injury in 1996, treated conservatively. Period. Based upon this additional information, he would have to add that permanency must be stated totally without respect to cause, owing to the prior low back difficulties, as well as the fact that the origin of intervertebral disc abnormalities is speculative in the adult population for the reasons stated in his previous report. Period. New paragraph. He was also evaluated by Dr. Pressman on 11-16-16. Period. He offered 65% partial total disability to the lumbar spine relative to the 12-6-14 date of accident. But he also offered 60% of the left foot for the injury to it. Period. New paragraph. It is my understanding the petitioner received an order approving settlement as marked in your cover letter. But he then reopened his claim and sought additional treatment. Period. On 9-25-19, he was seen by a pain specialist named Dr. Demian, D-E-M-I-A-N. period at that juncture. His assessment was lumbar radiculopathy, lumbar facet joint pain, lumbar spondylosis, and degeneration of lumbar intervertebral disc. Beard ordered x-rays and an MRI of the lumbar spine and prescribed diazepam. Period. On 10/21/19, he did undergo a lumbar MRI that was not compared to a specific prior report. Period. Insert that here. On 11/4/19, Dr. Damian performed a lumbar epidural steroid injection. Period. Additional procedures were rendered through 9/27/21. Period. On that date, a spinal cord stimulator was implanted. Period. Lumbar rhizotomy had been performed on 10/19/20, period. These were initiated on 9/28/20, period. Additional epidural injections had been administered on 11/25/19 and 12/30/19, period. New paragraph on 2/17/20, Dr. Testaudi performed a neurosurgical consultation. Brady noted the petitioner's course of treatment to date and his response to it, period. In particular, the epidural injections provide 20 to 25% relief for about 1 week before his symptoms return to baseline, period. He also referenced an 8/3/15 EMG that demonstrated superimposed mild chronic left greater than right L5 radiculopathy without evidence for acute denervation. Period. His overall assessment was low back pain, lumbar radiculopathy, and intervertebral disc degeneration. Period. He also reviewed the new MRI and X-ray. Period. He opined the patient's pain was stemming from his facet joints at L3-4 and L4-5 and would not benefit from a lumbar stabilization procedure. But accordingly, he was not a surgical candidate, as there could be complications due to his type 2 diabetes. But he did suggest facet injections and lumbar rhizotomy. Period. As noted above, these were done on the dates described. Period. On 5/22/20, Dr. Testaudi performed a virtual visit with Mr. Caslin. Period. He remained symptomatic. Period. He reiterated his previous recommendations relative to medial branch blocks and possible rhizotomy. Period. He also deemed the petitioner had no work restrictions as he is permanently disabled. Period. Another virtual office visit was accomplished on 7/28/20. Period. He was then referred for physical medicine and rehabilitation evaluation and recommended bilateral medial branch blocks at L3-4 and L4-5. Period. The paragraph on 3/15/21, Dr. Demian had him undergo a new lumbar MRI to be inserted here. Period. On 7/15/21, he implanted a spinal cord stimulator. Period. He had intraoperative x-rays performed, defining this device. Period. Follow-up with Dr. Damian continued on 11/23/21. Period. Mr. Kaslin reported that the spinal cord stimulator helped relieve his neuropathic pain syndrome, such as sharp, comma, prickling, comma, or stabbing pain. Period. Physical exam. Extremities. Upper normal extremities. Lower, there were venostasis skin changes. On the lower legs. Period. There may have been healed surgical scarring at the ankle, but I will have to check with my earlier report. Period. Motion of the left hip was full in all spheres, but internal and external rotation elicited low back tenderness. Period. Motion of the right hip was full in all spheres, but internal rotation elicited low back tenderness. Period. Motion of the knees and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Spine cervical. Active flexion was full to 50 degrees with extension limited to 45 degrees, comma, bilateral rotation 65 degrees, comma, right side bending to 40 degrees and left to 35 degrees. The rest of that is normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He was able to walk on his heels and stand on his toes. Period. Changed position slowly and was able to squat to 40 degrees. Period. Inspection revealed a midline 3-inch longitudinal scar consistent with his surgery. Period. And the right paravertebral musculature subcutaneous tissue was a transverse stimulator scar that was palpable. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 35 degrees and extended to 15 degrees with tenderness. Period. Bilateral rotation and side bending were accomplished without discomfort. But, period. He was tender to palpation at the sacroiliac joints bilaterally as well as across the waistline. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 60 degrees and left at 70 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. There was a positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 12/6/14. Edward Kaslin was injured at work as marked in my prior report of 1/13/17. Period. Since then, he received an order approving settlement, after which he reopened his case. Period. Subsequently, he was seen by pain specialist Dr. Demian, as well as neurosurgeon Dr. Testaudi. Period. He had updated diagnostic studies and will be inserted here. Period. A series of epidural injections were administered, as were rhizotomies and sacroiliac joint injections. Period. They provided very little relief. Period. Accordingly, they proceeded to spinal cord stimulator implantation. Period. This did result in significant relief, as reported to Dr. Demian. Period. At this juncture, he takes no pain or anti-inflammatory medication, reflecting a satisfactory clinical result. Period. And that is the end.